Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. All right, let's give away some of these tickets now, get you into the In-N-Out Burger sound space at K-Rock, and get you some Social D, and we say good morning to Caller 20, which puts us on Mickey. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, man.
That's you. Congratulations. You're the 20th caller. Nice to meet you, and we look forward to seeing you here at K-Rock, and then again, potentially, in Zurich, Switzerland.
Hey, no, I love your guys' show. I listen to it every day. My wife listens to it every day. You guys have gotten me in trouble on many occasions, but I love the show. Thank you guys so much.
Out of curiosity, how did you find us?
Actually, randomly one day, I was listening, and it was the day that the person called you to do the complaint.
Ah.
And then you guys sat there and passed each other back and forth, and it was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. And then I went there and told everybody about it.
Thank you.
And I was like, dude, the way that you guys trolled her so much is it made me laugh so hard.
Was that which complaint? Why we've received so many complaint calls. Was that the complaint we received about the Molly mama?
Oh, yeah, the Molly mom.
Yeah, people. Yeah. We have the animated version of that coming soon. It's being worked on now. Hey, out of curiosity, how did we get you in trouble with your wife?
No, not with my wife. So I drive for Uber. So like I have you guys on every day.
Low rating?
And yeah, and one of the people were like, I got a complaint. And it was like, oh, I had inappropriate music on. And I was like, what are you talking about?
How dare you
and
call
then
us
I
music?
Realized, yeah, no, the funny part was because you were talking about lesbians and you are lesbian. And then they got offended by that.
Yeah.
Well. And it was. Yeah.
Allie's the worst type of lesbian.
That is offensive.
All right. Well, thank you. Listen, thank you. Stuck with us, and it was all worth it now because you're the 20th caller, so hopefully we call you back and send you to Switzerland. In the meantime, enjoy your Social D here and your In-N-Out at the K-Rock In-N-Out Burger Sound Space. Hold on.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. That's Mickey, driving Uber.
He sounds nice and sane.
Forcing his passengers to listen to our show.
That is such a risk. If I was back to Uber driving, which I've done before,
yeah,
I would have never put this show on.
Yeah, you're the real heroes. You're the frontliners, the first people. When no one else was listening, it was the Uber drivers, the delivery drivers that had us on. And a lot of it's just because they couldn't figure out how to change the radio. But now they're stuck with us, and we appreciate that. And in a moment, we will reward you with more tickets, this time to Seth Rogen at the Greek. If you want to be a part of Stoner Gories and you're very high right now, you can get on the phones for the return of Stoner Gories. But first, we have a secret that will help you live forever. This is a brand new, never before heard, old people secret. And listen closely if you want to do like the elderly and live forever. This person, I think, is the oldest person currently. And Vanessa, guess what?
What?
They're Colombian.
Ooh.
So clearly the secret is cocaine and chicken. We will find out together. It's time for old people secrets.
From chicken brain to drinking rain, not getting laid, they call me the barmaid.
They call me the barmaid.
That's right.
Let's live forever with sweet dibbit. Time for some old people secrets.
Yeehaw!
Let's meet this man, 111. This is whatever this guy says, I'm going to start doing immediately.
A 111-year-old from New Jersey is believed to be the oldest man living in the United States.
Okay, Fox 5, Stephanie Bertini introduces us to Luis Cano and gives us the secret to his long life.
Meet Luis Cano. He wears his age as a badge of honor.
¿Cuántos años tienes?
Oh, boy.
That's the breathing.
That's an easy question. And
¿Cuántos años tienes?
¿Cuántos años tienes?
111.
111.
That is 111.
Dude, this is a big get for the media.
Huge get. If you're the news, you get the 111-year-old on, that is big.
Because they're not doing a bunch of interviews. They're doing a one.
One.
And you got it.
You got him.
111 years old, he tells me with pride. Born in Colombia.
Is that pride? I don't think so.
It was barely legible.
Yeah, he tells me with nap.
Pride. Born in Colombia, now living in Linden, New Jersey. He's the oldest man in the United States.
Muy contento.
And that makes him happy.
So that's his way of saying he's happy.
Is that what he said?
Muy contento, I believe, is I'm happy.
Or is that right, Vanessa?
Or he was calling it the C word.
I need a rewind.
You need a rewind. Hold on. You're supposed to be our translator.
Yeah, Klein
here.
Got it.
And
oh, hold on. Here okay. It is. Hold on. I'll go back. Here it is.
I haven't gotten to this part.
He's the oldest man in the United States.
Muy contento.
Very happy.
Oh, okay.
Very happy.
And that makes him happy. His age validated after his last birthday by LongeviQuest, an organization that tracks the world's oldest people.
What kind of...
LongeviQuest?
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is definitely taking a lot of money from a lot of old people.
Yes, hi, we are LongeviQuest. Is it true that you're old as dirt? We will prove it.
For just $50 a month and a part of your will, we will make sure to monitor your age.
What makes us sound official? Turn it into a quest. LongeviQuest.
I mean, that really does sound so ridiculously fake.
Quest, an organization that tracks the world's oldest people.
That's all they do? Vanessa, book someone from LongeviQuest on our show this week. I got to figure out how much there is. I mean, maybe that's a real organization.
I mean, it's an organization, meaning it's like a nonprofit?
I don't know how they make money
that
doing that.
That is insane. They just have a team of people that track old people?
Why is it a quest?
I don't know.
It sounds official that way, I guess.
What just is like the wizards?
Yeah, what is the quest?
Hold on, are you working LongeviQuest? Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, and yeah. And what? Okay, what do you do there? Do you track old people?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. When do you know your quest is over?
Hello? When do you know your quest is over? Is it ever end?
Yeah.
It does end.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's LongeviQuest.
So are you ripping off old people just to cash it in and have a cushy retirement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we thought. Thank you. All right. Double yeses every time. All right. So here we go.
Born December 9th, 1914, Cano is the 12th oldest man globally.
¿Cómo te sientes?
So there's still, 11 people older than him in the world, but he, is currently the oldest in America, even though he's Colombian, living in Jersey.
Bien.
How do you feel, I ask? Good, he replies. Oh. Cano married Alicia Aranjo Cano in 1948. They had 10 children.
Oh, my Lord. I think that was like a small family back then.
The guy's a swordsman, huh? No condoms for this dude.
Damn.
10 kids.
Yeah, but I think back then it was like, I think there's 6 kids in one room, like, and then they all start working when they're like 9. And everyone's like providing, you know?
And a bunch of them probably died childbirth, so you just got to keep on churning them out, knowing that you're probably going to keep one out of every...
I think you get like a 5 out of 10 success rate.
A litter of puppies.
11 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. The couple moved to Far Rockaway, New York in the 90s.
To get away from all of those people.
We made a bunch of family, and then we said, let's get the hell out of here.
Hey, we have to give all these people inheritance. Let's move.
He describes living in the United States as the accomplishment of his lifetime. Alicia passed in 2004, and shortly after, Luis moved to Linden, where he lives with 2 of his children now. Nowadays, he spends most of his time looking out the window, sometimes reflecting.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes reflection?
It's definitely his reflection.
You're just looking into the mirror?
Yeah, it's not a window at all.
I'm reflecting.
That's you still.
On life, he says. Cano didn't receive a formal education, but joined the Colombian Army in his much younger years. After serving in the military, he owned and operated a fleet of buses, helping people move through rural areas. Fishing, always his favorite thing to do, and he loves airplanes, he says.
Oh, I bet he was, like, not even around when they... Like, he was probably around when they were invented,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
Watching them in the sky sometimes through the window here in his Linden, New Jersey home.
When you get to be old, your life just turns into being like a tabby cat.
It's just watching
stuff. You're watching out the window.
Looking like, are you there when he goes to LAX?
I love it.
In-N-Out.
I stay at the In-N-Out and just look at the airplanes all day.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful.
At his age, I asked him what kind of advice he can give us all. The secrets to a long life. He's
all right, okay. Here we go. Place your bets. This guy's 111. World record holder now. What is his secret for a long life? He sits every day propped up in a window or a mirror.
Maybe since he's Colombian, I'm going to say really, really good coffee. Because as Vanessa has told us many times, Colombia is known for their coffee.
Mm-hmm. It's all about
the
that
coffee.
It's the coffee.
That's
what she said before. She said that secret many times. Jake, what do you believe is his secret for long life? Okay. Bunch of random sounds. That's a good guess. Omar?
Yeah. I'm going to say...
It's the coffee.
Yeah.
It's not your turn yet, Vanessa. We know.
No, what am I going to go with? I'm going to say always be surrounded by family.
Family?
Since
he's got
he
a lot of them?
Banged out a bunch of kids, yeah. A
lot of kids. Vanessa, you're Colombian. You have the advantage here. What is his secret?
Well... not because I'm Colombian, I'm going to say this. Based on this story, I'm going to say this. Uh-huh. Procreating.
Oh.
Popping out.
That's why Vanessa's going to get knocked up this year.
You're talking about sex.
I'm talking about making babies.
Yeah. That's the secret.
She can't even say sex.
She doesn't want to say sex because she thinks Omar will use it against her. So she's going to keep saying the unfun words like procreating.
I think also she's at the age where she's not sure what it is yet.
Got it.
We got to have the talk with Vanessa.
Yeah, we do. Vanessa, tomorrow we're going to have a
talk. When the stork comes.
We're going to have a talk. Here's what he said.
Que no tomen mucho trago.
Anyone?
Don't have a lot of something.
What, don't. You know?
Que no tomen mucho trago.
Drago?
Do you want me to translate?
Yeah.
I think he wants to fight the guy from Rocky,
don't
that Drago
drink
guy.
Don't too much.
Don't what?
Don't drink too much.
Oh, really?
Que no tomen mucho trago.
Don't drink a lot. He also says get good sleep and don't smoke. When it comes to living good, his advice?
Que se manejen bien.
Behave well, he says to us all.
Yeah.
Luis Cano is grateful to be surrounded by family who takes care of him now in his old age, and they are all proud of this special plaque, which marks his long life.
On his teeth.
In Linden,
which
New
there
Jersey.
Is a ton of it that they scrape so off on a regular basis.
Stephanie Bertini, Fox 5 News.
All right, well, there you have it. Happy birthday. And there's an old people's secret. When we get back, Stoner Gories. You want to prove that you're a high-functioning pothead? An opportunity for you to win tickets to see the other highest-functioning pothead on the planet, Seth Rogen. As part of Netflix is a joke, your tickets and your chance to prove science wrong and potheads right next on K-Rock.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.